Do you think that America is still, in a way, forefront in terms of bringing together what the 60s, in terms of the consciousness that comes out of the shifts in time and space and the shifts about reality and all that? Do you think that feel it's still a kind of a viable growth space?
Because, I think so, because America is also in the forefront in the destruction of nature, in the development of acquisitive.
Yeah, that polarization seems fiercer and fiercer. There's more energy in the whole system.
The antibody to that, antibody developed in America, which leads the industrialization, in the sense that as a stereotype, America, like with the American century, we industrialized the rest of the world, gave them a model, showed them where the Japanese began becoming American, the Germans becoming packaged, the French and Italian packaging again. And so the antibodies developed by that. But whatever is wrong with that, if we won't get into yet, are stronger in America.
Yeah.
Just as an antibody to police state dumb bureaucracy is probably stronger in Russia with the exiled and dissident writers than anywhere in the world.
Yes.
They beat us out in that. You had to deal
but
with
the question is, does it have to go in anti-sense? I mean, is it going to continue to be this kind of pendulum thing? Does the Reaganomics have to force the left or the kind of political anger again? Is that the only way the thing keeps growing, or is whatever happened in the 60s create a kind of a zeitgeist of consciousness that allows an appreciation of Reaganomic or the Reagan thing as a kind of something just coming to a death? Mm-hmm. And allows something to evolve out of it that isn't just anti that, because there were a lot of good things out of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say my idea was that around 1948, the crust of American materialism over an open consciousness got so heavy that it collapsed and let in some light. So it's not quite antibody, some of the conditions developed where people recognized that they were suddenly not in New York, not Americans, they were on a planet. They were spiritual beings as well as physical and mental and emotional. A new sense of ecology came in. So these sort of from 40s up through the 70s, what were the gains in consciousness? Let's try and figure those out.
Right.
Or not the gains, but what were the changes?
Well, one, the big one, was just like what Einstein did to Newton. It was a shift from absolute to relative realities, really. That was the big one.
So
shifts in time and space concepts.
And psychologically, what that meant was that I think that people recognize that their subjective experience was the only actual scientific data they had.
Yeah,
it was the objective data they had.
Into science came that the experimenter was part of the experiment.
Right.
That was a big part of that.
And into all the arts, that happened with Joyce and Stein and Pound and everybody, that the measuring instrument or the recorder, the subject is his mind rather than the external universe. The realization that the mind altering alters all, or the eye altering alters all, a new world is only a new mind, I think broke through in 50s and 60s.
Harkening back to William James, that other states of consciousness may be real, and suddenly there they are in their reality.
Right.
And his lane, it forbids our premature closing of our accounts with reality. And that was now heard.